Hello, this is Len Tengis welcoming you to the iPodcast AGCMO Weekly Podcast. In each episode, we'll feature information about a contractor, specialty contractor, supplier, contracting agency, owner, or legislative or regulatory issue pertinent to the construction industry in Missouri. We'll feature industry professionals and other construction industry representatives to help our listeners stay up to date with current and future trends in construction. So here we go. Welcome back to iPodcast AGCMO. Our guest today is someone who I have known for a long time. Back to when I actually was a student at college. His name is Chuck Gatchenberger, and Chuck now serves as the coordinator for strategy and performance for the Office of the Missouri Military Advocate. Now, that was not what he was doing when I first met with him, but we recently reengaged because of the need for veterans placement in construction industry. So, Chuck, thanks for being here.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
So, Chuck, tell me how you went from being a college counselor for dummies like me.
Advisor.
Yeah. An advisor for somebody like me to where you are now.
After I left the university, I worked for the state prior, and I worked there for 6 years, and I tried to get another position, and I got my clock clean. So I was retired for 10 years. I know our governor well, so I talked to Mike, and I said, Mike, I am bored. I need something to do. Mm-hmm. And he says, well, what do you want to do? And I says, I want something to do. You know, I need to be, don't put me in an office. I will not be able to stand that.
Well, as an advisor, you worked with people trying to help people.
Yeah. And I've done that my entire life. That's why I got involved in the state previously, is basically to help people. I was involved a lot in philanthropic organizations, and it just led into what I worked for the state for before. And I was retired for 10 years, and I said, Mike, I need something to do. And he says, okay, what do you want to do? He offered me some things like, no, Mike, I need to do something. I just don't want a job.
Something that means something.
Something that means something. And he said, this position came up, and it's like, hey, that's something. So I started this about a year and a half ago in November and started doing it. It took me 6 months. Or probably still, just to figure out all the acronyms of everything that's going on. But to help veterans get jobs transitioning out of the armed forces, that's a win-win. I mean, I'm doing something, and these boys and girls that have done protect all our liberties, and we're sitting here right now not worrying about having to get bombed on or anything like that because of what they've done.
Absolutely.
And it's, you know, if I can get every one of them a job yesterday, I'd do it in a heartbeat.
And every one of our contractors is looking for people, so I think we've got an opportunity to make a connection here.
Yep.
So tell me, what does the Office of Missouri Military Advocate do?
Basically, what I do is go out and tell people, employers, how to get veterans coming in. You can get them free for 6 months. They're called an intern, and that's with the Career Skills Program or SkillBridge, and that's the federal program. And
well, let's talk about that program. Let's talk about the SkillBridge and Career Skills Program. What is that?
That is actually the last 6 months that they're in the armed services. They can intern for a company, and the company has to pay them nothing. They cannot pay them anything because they're still on the Department of Defense's payroll. This is congressionally mandated because the employment rate for the veterans was so bad that they said, okay, you have to go. They make it available. So let's say, for example, a contractor would hire, let's say I'm a veteran. They could hire me, and I use the words hire and intern the same thing.
Okay.
So I would go to work for you for 6 months, and you don't have to pay me. You don't have to pay me workman's comp. If I get hurt, I'm covered under the workman's comp of the DOD. So Department of Defense, sorry.
That's fine.
I use those acronyms because that's the world I'm in now. So you don't have to pay any workman's comp. If they get hurt on your job, it doesn't go against your claims, anything like that. You don't have to pay them vacation. You don't have to pay them days off. They have all of that. They're still active military.
Let's approach this from two ends. So how does a service person find out about the SkillBridge program or the Career Skills program? How do they get engaged, and how does an employer get engaged? Let's talk about those.
Okay, we'll take
pieces.
The veteran's point of view first.
Right.
Like I say, the SkillBridge is congressionally mandated. There's also a component in there called TAPS, Transition Assistance Program. Tells them how to interview, how to write a resume, you know, just a lot of different things that they have not done for 20 years. Keeping in mind, these people have been, what I say, institutionalized. They've been told what to do, where to do it, and how much to like it for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're getting out looking for their next career. And some people, sometimes they have a resume that's 17 pages long. We talk to them and say, nobody's going to read a 17-page. I mean, all good stuff, but you got to get this down to a page, page and a half.
Right.
You know, a lot of times they won't look at you in the eye because in a lot of areas that they're at, that could be seen as a form of aggression. Do you ask them a question? I could have just smashed my finger in that door, broke it in two spots. But I would tape my fingers up, sit down here, and you say, how you doing today, Chuck? Doing well, sir. Their answers are usually right and straight to the point, and they'll look at your shoulders, but not necessarily in your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to kind of uninstitutionalize them, if that makes sense.
Yep.
Okay, then they get into that process, and there's a website, the SkillBridge or Career Skills Program website, that they can go out and see all the jobs that are listed on there, which is a good transition point to the employer's point of view.
Let's go to the employer's point of view then. So this sounds like the greatest thing since hamburgers to me.
Bread.
So let's go. What do I do to?
The first thing that we do is I sit down with you and I say, okay, I explain. I get real in the weeds with you, and it usually takes half hour, and sometimes it can go up to 2 hours because I want questions. I want them to ask questions. So let's say you get into it and I explain it to you, and then you say, yeah, I want to get into the program. You can look forward to getting an employee that shows up even during deer season and when the crappie are biting.
How about that?
And 80% over an 80% retention rate. That means they're going to show up. They're going to show up. They can be taught, and they're goal driven.
So do I post these openings on the website, or
yes.
What do I do? So you've explained it to me.
Yeah.
So I would contact you.
Yes.
If I'm Joe's Plumbing, I contact you.
Right.
You
correct.
Explain the program to me and how to go about posting the jobs.
Yes, sir.
Then the folks who are in the internship or the SkillBridge program respond to that, and that connection takes place virtually then.
Yep. What happens is these people, they can be over in Okinawa. They can be over any place in the world. But this website is available for them. They're going to be transitioning out everywhere. So they can look online and say, okay, 80% of the people that are getting out of the armed services are going to go home.
Right. That's been our experience, is that they end up going back to wherever they left.
20 years ago. Might not be home, but it's where they left. Good point. But 80% of them are going to go back home, Tupelo, Mississippi, Chicago, wherever that is. 20% of them are going to stay in the state of Missouri. That's the people I'm looking to help. Okay. My job is to make them a taxpayer in the state of Missouri, bottom line, and to get them a job.
I think that's our employer's goal, too.
Yeah. So they start that process, and they get going and go through the SkillBridge part of it, and then they're still active military. So let's say Friday, at the end of your up to 6 month time period, I'm getting my DD-214, which is exiting the armed services. And this program is only offered to people that are eligible to be honorably discharged.
Okay.
No ifs, no ands, no buts. If there's anything in their background, they cannot utilize this.
That's an incentive.
Yeah, that's an incentive.
And it also helps the employer.
Yeah, it helps the employer. And also through the next one, which is Mo Heroes Connect, which we can do federal bonding. If you have a job that you need to get bonding for and you can't find bonding, maybe not talking about the veterans, but maybe some other part of employer, and you have a contract where everybody needs to be bonded, and it's hard for you to get bonding for that, we can do that in a heartbeat.
So what is Missouri Heroes Connect then?
Missouri Heroes Connect, it is, let's say for the next Monday, I'm under Mo Heroes Connect.
Missouri. So Friday, I get my discharge.
Friday, you get your discharge.
Honorable discharge.
Yep.
I have a job to go to on Monday. I go there on Monday.
Yeah, you go there on Monday, and the paperwork's already been done. The employer pays you for the next 6 months, but the state of Missouri will rebate you back 50% of the money that you've paid me being the veteran. So let's say it's a $40,000 position. First 6 months, you save $20,000. Second 6 months, you paid me $20,000, but the state of Missouri gives you back $10,000 of that $20,000.
So over an 18-month period then, the first 6 months would be part of, could be part of the Skills Bridge program.
Yes,
where
sir.
The Department of Defense is paying,
yes,
the individual. Then the next 6 months are the 50% reimbursement from,
yep,
the state.
Yep.
Then the following 6 months is basically a 25%.
The first 6 months of the Skill Bridge or the Career Skills Program, second 6 months is Mo Heroes Connect.
Right.
But there's also tax incentives and on-the-job trainings you can get above and beyond that, and I usually don't get too far into that. So realistically, for a year, you know, there's up to $9,600 worth of tax credits because you're hiring veterans. So you could get me as an employee for a year and pay me less than $5,000. So it's those programs are basically done within a year for me starting the Skill Bridge.
So I have a pool of folks who are being honorably discharged. I've got a high caliber, high quality individual who has,
yep,
served their country.
And they show up.
And they show up. We connect them to a job through the internet, through a web portal that is free to use for the employers,
yeah,
and free to use for the veteran. They are then interviewed, placed in a job, accept the job, go to work at a high-paying job. So what is the pushback? What do you hear? I mean, it sounds like such a no-brainer. What do you hear from people either who don't sign up for it on the front end or have trouble on the employer side?
A lot of people, I do a lot of job fairs, and all I do is go out and present these programs.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, they think there's going to be a lot of paperwork or whatever involved in it. That's the beautiful part about it. We do that as the state of Missouri, that we do that under higher ed and workforce development. They set it all up.
Okay.
And what I want to have happen is you have get one good one, because there is a little bit of process to go through just so you kind of get the workings of it.
Sure.
And then if you get a good taste in your mouth, you know, the employee gets a good taste in their mouth, you would not believe how fast that employee goes to the other people and tells them, the other people getting out and say, hey, I went through AGC, you know, and, you know, got this and this, and now I'm doing this, and now I'm doing this. It's like they're looking for their next career.
Sure.
They've gone in when they're 20-ish or something like that, and they're out at 40-ish now, something like that. So they're looking for their next career.
That's been a problem that we've seen in some of the veterans programs. When they go back, they're going back to a situation, either a family situation or a work situation,
yep,
where they're kind of lost. And
yep,
this that's why probably the bridge word is an important word, is that it's taking them out of one environment across
into
this chasm into another different place.
Yeah. Some of the things that employers have said, you know, it says they're very organized. You know, a lot of employers are not as organized as the people coming out of the military are.
Mm-hmm.
And they find out soon that the paperwork is not an issue. They do everything through the state of Missouri. And you can do SkillBridge on your own. If you want to, it takes about a year to 18 months for you to get involved in it, and then you'll have to have a person to do it. But before that, if you go through the state of Missouri, we will take care of all the paperwork.
So how do I go through the state of Missouri? I'm listening to this. This sounds wonderful. What do I do now?
Number one step is you go to jobs.mo.gov.
jobs.mo.gov.
Exactly. And then you have to have your EIN number. And it takes you about a half hour to register. I've tried to do it, but I don't have an EIN.
Well, and I have registered through that to post jobs just in general for the workforce system.
The state of Missouri, especially our governor, Mike Parsons now, he has a big push to get veterans working in the state of Missouri. So there are people in the job centers now that are designated veteran specialists.
So once I'm logged in and I'm looking at this, I put my EIN, I'm all set, then what?
Then at that point, you will be assigned someone that's going to help you through the process. You say, okay, how do I do this? How do I write a job description? I mean, there's a ton of things that the job centers can help you do. They can do hiring fairs for you. They can do interviewing fairs for you. I mean, their job is the same thing that I have. Maybe not as much zeal as I have, but, you know, they want to get veterans hired.
And I can specifically say, when I'm talking to this person, hey, I am really interested in this SkillBridge program. I want to get signed up for that.
Correct. Yeah, and it goes from there. I mean, we can get you into the program in about 3 days.
Okay.
If you do it on your own, it takes a year to 18 months to get involved.
So I can hand this off to my HR department, and they can run through the paces and make it happen.
And there's a couple of people that run things statewide, and I hand out a flyer on them. One's Don Hutchinson, and the other one is Jennifer Taylor, that help on both sides of it, and they're very good. They're so good, they're bad.
That's good.
Yeah. Wow. And then if there's any problems above and beyond that, you know, they can always call me, and I can help push it as well.
So how do I call you? How do I get a hold of you?
Well, you can get a hold of you guys if you want to.
You call AGC in Missouri, and we can forward it on. Shannon Voss, who is our vice president for workforce development, has all the information, and Shannon can forward any requests on to you.
Yep, and we can go from there. I work the state of Missouri. So I can go to Kansas City, I can go to St. Louis, I can go to Sikeston, I can go to Joplin, anywhere. But my phone number is 573-619-4471.
Put that in the show, in the notes for the podcast.
Yeah. I love to come out and talk to people, and if they're excited, I'm going to be excited. If you look at this program and say it's too good to be true, I'm not going to do it, then that's a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's not going to do anything because you're not engaged in it. What's the worst that you can have happen? You're going to get quality employees with a retention rate of over 80%. One thing I want to point out also, the MoHeroes Connect is also available for the spouses.
Interesting.
Yeah. So if you get me as the veteran and my spouse under MoHeroes Connect, you know what your retention rate is?
Huge.
Over 90%. And the spouse will show up during deer season and when the crappie are biting also.
I understand. Well, Chuck, this is a wonderful program, and I know that we want to do everything we can to get the information out to our members. We've got the handouts. We'll certainly post this on our website. We'll put the notes out there, and we'll continue to promote this through every method that we have. I know that as AGC of Missouri has conventions or other meetings or other sessions about workforce, will keep you engaged and maybe have you back at some point in the future to measure our success here. And any of our contractors can contact you, and you'll spend just as much time one-on-one with them.
Yep, exactly. I go to them. I mean, if you want one contractor or a room full of contractors, I'm good.
We'll work at making that happen. Thank you, Chuck.
Yes, sir.
Thanks again for listening. It's easy to subscribe to iPodcast AGCMO on almost any podcast platform that you use. We hope you do subscribe and continue to listen as we move forward with this important project for the construction industry. To access our prior podcasts, visit www.agcmo.org, not only for podcasts, but for additional information about AGC of Missouri.